Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, March the 12th. Tuesday, March the 12th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. So brothers and sisters, got to talk to you today about your personal divinity. I want to talk to you today about something that's extremely important, because we're all falling prey, or we're all falling into the trap of, I'm going to call it ritualistic expression. It's really important, brothers and sisters, because many of us are falling for the trap that I watched the movie again last night, Inception. And it was remarkable what's in the movies. I mean, everybody's seen that movie Inception, so it's not like, you know, it's new. But, you know, each time you watch a movie, you see something that you missed or something that you just didn't notice before. And in the movie Inception, it's a movie that's talking about Inception. Now, I did a show where I talked about, you know, basically deception, you know, reception, perception. And I talked about how that prevents inception. And once you understand that inception, that your thoughts are not your own, most of the thoughts that you have are planted inside of you, but you don't know. So you, I mean, the movie Inception is so out there. Just the thought of it, you know, that somebody could go into a dream and plant a thought inside your head to make you think that that thought was your thought, and for you to live your whole life doing things and going places and operating and vibrating on certain frequencies, and you think that those. And so that's this harmonious arrangement. That's the code. That's the computer code that's inside of a cube that's expressed through the cross. That is the attack on your personal spirit. So once you understand Saturnalia or Saturn or Satan, then you start to examine what I've been trying to express, expose, and expand, and that is to live outside of this thing that we call life. So life, this process of having systems in place, although they are great, they become a cistern, or they become a boundary, they become a limit. So all of the fixed laws establish and isolate your divinity, or separates you from the personal offspark or the spirit. And it is bewildering when I look at the depth of which this harmonious arrangement has gone to ensure that you are departmentalized. And the fact that you are placed inside of a department, this department limits your ability to express, expose, and expand your personal spark of divinity, your spirit. So without this ability to really express, expose, and expand the self, we get departmentalized, we get predetermined. So it's easy for, like, again, going back to the movie Inception, it's easy for the planters to plant thoughts into your brain that you think is yours. Now, they got technology to do all of this stuff now, so it's not like in the movie Inception, but it's on a high level. I mean, it's way out there, and I've done many, many shows on electronic demonic possession, and we've talked about that, how they use Gwen towers and cell phone towers and all of the modern technology to, you know, like HARP technology and all of this stuff to, you know, Project Woodpecker and all of this, you know, all of this electronic demonic possession that operates on the electromagnetic spectrum that allows a certain ideal. So what is an ideal? So you have an ideal. So what is it, and where did it come from? How do you know it's your ideal? So you woke up this morning and you had an ideal. How do you know that's your original ideal? Now, and what is an original ideal? Now, I talk about words and phrases like, you know, I've done many shows on alcohol or alcohol. And so when I talk about alcohol or alcohol, okay, what is it? What are we talking about? Well, again, it's inside of the terms. It's inside of the word alcohol. It means, that means body-eating spirit. The source of the word cool is the word ghoul. So cool, K-H-U-L, is ghoul, G-H-O-L. So when you, again, it's planted in your head, but you don't know. So if you're just drinking alcohol, you don't know that what you're doing is you're drinking ghoul. And it lowers the body's cardiac rhythm. It lowers your heart rate. And it leaves you really susceptible to low vibrational entities. That's why you get irritated. That's why you get violent. That's why you lose reason and logic, because of the consumption. So alcohol, it is the ghoul that consumes you. That's why it's called a body-eating spirit. It weakens your ability to connect to your personal spark. The whole purpose of alcohol is to weaken the connection, the off spark. So you got a personal spark that's downloaded inside of your spirit, that we talked about yesterday, and everybody has at least one. Some people have more than one. And mine is faith or confidence or assurance, because I never had it growing up. So what's yours? That's your off-spark. Since you don't know that you have the off-spark, you have this supernatural spark of divinity placed inside of you, Al-Ku, that comes from ghoul, the ghoul can lower your vibration and steal your chi. And the best way to do that is to departmentalize you. So if I can departmentalize you, if I can put you in a box that limits your ability to express, expose, and expand yourself, and then that proceeds and that starts the process of killing your imagination. It kills your enthusiasm. It kills your brain cells, figuratively and literally. So all of the cults, all of the religions, all of the systems, all of the schools are designed to departmentalize you. Now, it's becoming popularized because people misconstrue the word departmentalization and specialization. So you should be a specialist, but you should not be departmentalized. See, your spirit has the unlimited potential to pursue something called an imagination or a dream. It's when you die, it's when you limit, or it's when you stop studying, when you stop expressing, exposing, expanding. When, you know, if you were to use your mind to really study, to really over and understand what you and I call reality, it would totally change your mentality. So what's happened and what's happening to all of us is that we are under this harmonious arrangement. It is a universal system of conformity that we've talked about in the series that we just did that's based upon the Cosmic Rock Tour. So we know that this is an unauthorized expression that is now expressed through horoscope. So the horoscopes. See, now, the current version of horoscope that produces horror, the scope of horror, that's what people get up every morning and you read your horoscopes. Now, I'm not for horoscopes. I'm not even really for the zodiac, but I am for cosmology. The big G's cosmology that we just broke down, right now we've got the Cosmic Grotto's cosmology. So we've got to replace the fake cosmology with the real forefathers' cosmology. So the current disposition that we have is this aggressive, authoritative, warden, prison, authority, masculine, arrogant, cocky, do it my way or the highway disposition. This binds us. This limits us. It puts us into this particular space-time box. And it results is death because it limits us. It is a predetermined cause and effect. It's a trail of tears where you wake up and you're in Groundhog's Day and there's no spontaneity. Every day you do the same shishness over and over again. There's no creativity. It is a predetermined set of rules, regulations that has a hierarchy, just like the military, where you got to report to somebody who reports to somebody who reports to somebody. It's a dream. It's out of a dream. It's out of a dream. It's out of a dream. And that limits, that stops, that separates you from the forefather. That separates you from the giver of all light because your light is dumbed down. Anything that we talked about before, if it has a name, if it was born, all of this stuff is archaic. This is the Archon system. It is a predetermined system that keeps you trapped inside of a box. So that your awe spark, the spark of divinity that's placed inside of you, the ability to dance freely is gone. Now you've been governed by cisterns outside of you. That's why I don't do well. I'm not a system guy. But remember, look how long it took me to get to the place where I see that I'm not a system. Because remember, your gift is your flaw. Because remember, I was born in an environment where there was no certainty. I was born in an environment where there's no foundation. I was born in an environment where there was nothing that you could plan on. There was nothing that existed. I was born in an environment of chaos. Thus, my gift. To inspire confidence and certainty inside of God that's inside of you, not inside of a predetermined system that's outside of you. People who control are themselves controlled. Con means to swindle. Troll means a large, clumsy demon. So the large, clumsy demon that is swindling you, that's where your thoughts come from. That large, clumsy demon is called Saturnalia. It's called Satan. It's called Santa. And it's the inability to over under and understand that there are certain statisticians who I used to be a part of. These were people that's usually in corrections and in law enforcement, people that's in police, people that are priests, people that are judges, people that are in positions of authority. These people usually 99.999% of the time themselves are controlled because they are stuck in a cistern. They're stuck in a system. These are the chief wardens. These are the chief executive officers. These are the Yahweh Yabato, Old Father Time, Global, which is Global, which is Ghoul. So the Demiurge, known as Yabato, known as Samael, known as Shackleth, it is the same executive officer that lords over and produces this delusion or this delusion that's designed to limit you so that way you cannot express, expose, and expand yourself. This is a bureaucratic cistern, a bureaucratic system that's established on the false creator God, known as Yabato. And this is an inability to connect or to see that this is a cistern. This is a system of rules that is cyclical. But it's cyclical. It's S-I-C-K-L-E. It's not C-Y-L-E-C-I. It's not cyclical. It's cyclo. It's sickle. It's the sickle. It's the Nike symbol. It's the death angel's crook. It's a sickle. So the sickle is sickle. It's cyclical. So we have this illusion. It is ill, I-L-L. It is sick. It is a cyclical system. And everybody is marching to Father Time. Death is time. So eternity is outside of time. Death is inside of time. Is there anybody that do anything on time? You're doing thing on death. You are marching to the drum beat of death. Death is time. That's why eternity is outside of time. I serve the God of eternity. I don't serve the God of time. Who's the God of time? Saturn, Saturnalia. Santa, Satan. So it is this, it is the cube that the code pressed inside of the cube that is exposed to you in the form of a cross. That's the old Father Time. That is Cronus. So Cronus is cyclical. It's represented by the hourglass. All of the symbols that the universe is based upon time. Whoever controls the time, remember, people say that time is money. Where does that come from? That comes from Saturnalia, who binds and limits you based upon what we call systems. It is a linear. It is a linear prism. It's not. It's not a circular. It's not a circular system. This, my brothers and sisters, is a part of how you get your weekly, biweekly, monthly, whether it be cycle, whether it be checks, whether it be checkups, all of this is part of the corporate cistern that is designed to teach you that time is money and money is time. Time is not money. Currency is money. Currency, the ability to create like your father, that's money. The system is designed to keep you asleep, and it is based upon the CEO of the false god, the Demiurge, Yabato, the god, the little g of this harmonious arrangement. This is a smooth operating system, but it is an unauthorized system. The forefather is not in this system. There is an overwhelming promotion of accreditation. You got to go through some system to get some certificate so that way you can be certified, so that way you can be certain, so that the way you can operate inside or become a chief. This is the psychotic system that we live in that is designed to keep you trapped. Because if you ain't got no accreditation, if you're not certified by a particular organization or a particular company, then your offspark or your ability to operate and vibrate according to the way by which the Father has designed and gifted you. Brothers and sisters, this is extremely, extremely important because you have been disconnected from the Father, and you have the forefather, the big G, and you have been connected to old Father time, reality. This is a prison planet. This is the planet that is designed to limit you from shining. This is the author of this reality. Now, the question comes into, what do you do? How do you get out of this system? How do you get to the point where you can express, expose, and expand yourself? If you are inside of a dream, inside of a dream, inside of a dream, inside of a dream, how do you know that you're not inside of the dream? And so it took me years to really over and understand the depth of the statement. Because even when you get out of the dream, you're still inside of another dream. Because like the movie Inception, somebody planted, the planters planted that ideal that you think is yours. It's called a belief system. It was planted by your mother and your father, by the Reverend Dr. Bishop, by your teachers, by the authority figures in some accredited, approved organization that gave you validation. So your validation came from an organization. Your validation did not come from the forefather. And the ability or the inability to over and understand by simply looking at the fact that your life is devoid of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So that is the key to unlocking the code or getting out of the prison. Because remember, in order for you to be a part of the kingdom, you got to have the key. So that way you can become the king, or you can access the king and become one with the king. So what is this key that allows you to express, expose, and expand yourself and get out of this authoritative system? Now, authority is not bad. It's authority that limits and shuts off your ability to connect with your true, authentic self. You see, right now, you got to sidestep, or you got to get outside of the archonic system, which binds us, a corporate or to a hive mind mentality, instead of binding us to the personal spark of the Spirit that is within side of each and every one of us. It isolates us from the forefather, from the forethought, from the pre-thought and the pre-light. It separates us from the realm of light, and it connects us to the realm of darkness. So your ability to understand that the light is characterized by the fruit of the Spirit. But I like to break it down to ease and flow. What's missing in your life is ease, because we have a lot of systems. There's very little bliss. There's very little joy in the hearts, in the souls, in the minds, in the wills, in the emotions, and in the imagination of most people. Most people have no joy. All you got to do is talk to them for about 2 or 3 minutes. Now, everybody, a lot of people have this fictitious joy because we've learned to speak Christianese. And we've all have been battered and abused by this thing that's called life, by the system, by the judges, by the police, by the priests, by the pastors, the reverend, the doctors, the bishop, by the people that's in position to certify you, to give you a quote-unquote certificate or diploma or degree. These people in authority, they're not recognizing your individuality. So your job is to have a direct experience that is connected to the pleroma or the pleru. That gives you ease and flow. Most people work hard. I did for, again, 58 jobs for the first half, really most of my life. I don't work hard anymore. My life centers around ease and flow. Ease and flow. And that ease and flow results in love and joy. If you got ease and flow, you will always have love and joy. If you don't have love and joy, that means that you don't have ease and flow. Now, remember, the dragons, the Dracos, the rule givers, this is a unauthorized authorization. They don't have the authority, but they got to get you to think that they do. And so everything is smoke and mirrors. But everything is designed to take away ease. Everything now is a process. You go get a driver's license, it's a process. You go to Walmart to buy some food, you got to stand in, that's a process. You go enroll in college, there's a process. And there's nothing on this earth that there isn't a process. Now, process is great when it's attached to purpose. Process is bad when it's attached to authority. Somebody should write that down. Process is good when it's attached to purpose. A process is bad when it's attached to authority. There's a lot of people that got a process and all they got is authority. I used to be one of those people that had a badge and a gun. And I said, okay, I'll pull you over and say, please, license, registration, please. Please step out the vehicle. I had authority that gave me a process. I did not have no purpose. There was no purpose for that authority or that process. So process without purpose destroys ease. It creates dis-ease. It makes you uneasy. So when you say, especially if you're black, and you see a cop that pulls you over, your heart starts beating, your heart starts racing, you get real nervous. And there's not a black person on this planet that can tell me that doesn't do that. Now, the reason I don't do it is because I used to be one. That's the only way. Otherwise, I would be in the same predicament. See, the first thing that any kingdomologist must do is to see through the limiting external authority of the authority figures that don't have authority. Now, I didn't say you challenge the authority. I didn't say that you go out and do like some of these people say that, I don't need a license to drive, so I'm not going to get one. I'm not going to pay my taxes. You don't fight the system. Because remember, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. There's a lot of people who are telling you, like, yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to take on the United States government. It's not going to go well for you. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you are against the authority figures. I'm just saying that you recognize they don't have no authority over you. And how do you then you establish your own authority? You write your own narrative and your own script. That's authority. So when we look at the real authority which resides inside of each and every one of us as individual expressions of God on earth, you are an individual expression of God on earth, you. Not the reverend, not the doctor, not the bishop, you. You. You are an individual expression of God on earth. Now, that has to marinate because you haven't been taught that. That sounds a little weird, right? You are an individual that's here to express, fold, and expand God on earth. That's another way of saying you're an ambassador of Christ. That's what the Bible says. But if you don't realize that you're an individual, if you don't realize that you're an individualization, I own you because I can plant a thought inside of you through inception. But if you realize that you are an individualization, once you get that downloaded inside of your spirit, that means that now you use the language of God, not the language of you realize that you are an individual expression of God on earth. Now you're not blinded. You're not tricked. You don't fall for the certification. You don't need no certification. Now all of these harmonize, and we know, all of the pasteurization of power it has no authority over you. You realize all it does is mucus. The same way drinking milk, pasteurized milk, produces mucus in the body, listening to pasteurized doctrine produces mucus in the spirit. The inability to connect with true, authentic source. You can always tell something that's the original source. Why? Ease and flow. It's easy, not from the point of effort. It's easy from the point of purpose. I don't have to come up with a design. My father already gave me a design. That's easy. I don't have to come up with something to do. I don't have to wake up every day and say, "Ooh, shizness, what am I going to do today?" I don't have that issue. Because the Father has already gave me something to do. It's called purpose. That's my individual expression. That's ease. That ease that comes from purpose allows me to flow. That flow, that allows me to know. That know, that allows me. Everything starts with you being in the flow. That creates more of what you already know. That allows you to continuously grow. That's the definition of life. Usually with candidates, you may have continuous growth. Not knowledge, not control, not authority, not the ability to boss people around. I can't find nowhere in the Bible where one man has dominion over another man. I cannot find it. Nowhere. God gave you dominion over five kingdoms. And none of those kingdoms is humanity. The personal offspark of spirit that is within inside of you isolates you from this Luciferian authoritative disposition. This light connects you with the Father. It's the ability to understand that we're not against authority. We just know that we don't need authority because we have a fixed disposition of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no authority. Authority is for the authority of the authoritative-less, the people who don't have authority, the people who need it. So if you don't need somebody to micromanage you and tell you what to do every step of the day, because you're connected with your process that comes from your purpose, that gives you the ability to have ease of flow based upon what you know, that allows you to continually to grow. But if you don't have this connection with the purpose, you don't have this ease that creates this flow that allows you to know, that way you can continually grow. Without that, then you become very, very rigid. And you become very, very complacent, and you lose your sense of certainty. You lose the ability to connect because now you're very uncertain. So when you remain focused on the external goal, you cease to question not only your own authority but the authority of others. Because we're fixated on the goal. We've forgotten about the role. The role is the process that comes from the goal. So it's not that process is not important. It's just process without purpose is not important. Process just for the sake of process. Process just for the sake to show you that I got power over you, that's not effective. So I'm going to put you in a system that tells you to jump through this hoop and that hoop just to remind you that I'm better than you because I went to school longer than you. Or I come from, you know, I got white privilege. Or I got generational wealth. Or my God, you know, I'm light skinned and you dark skinned. So all of these systems of thought that have been planted into the minds of the people through inception got to be removed. And the only way to remove it is by connecting to the true source. And the only way to connect to the true source is to realize that you're disconnected from source. And the only way for you to realize that you are disconnected from source is to question source. Because it is when we cease to question authority and our own authority, that's when we become a part of the authority. You've got to question the cause, not the effect. You have to be the cause. The moment that you stop being the cause, then you're part of the cause. So you should be the cause. And so if I ask you, what are you doing? You say, I'm doing this because. You should be able to tell me the reason why you are doing. That's the purpose. What is the reason why? Why are you being the cause? So if you're causing drama and trauma, you should tell me why you're causing drama and trauma. Because it is inability to be the cause, that's called ignorance. And all of this started because of Yabato himself, who did exactly what he wants you to do, and that is disconnect from source. That is to create or have a thought or have an inception, have a desire that's outside of the system, that's outside of the unity, that's outside of the light, that's inside of ignorance. So evil or sin is ignorance. It is inertia. It is the inability to tell me why something happened. So if something happens in your life and you don't know why it happened in your life, then that means that you're not the cause of what's happening in the life. That means that you are the cause. It means that you don't know that you're the cause. Since you don't know that you're the cause of what's happening in your life, you're in ignorance. Since you're in ignorance, ignorance comes from the Archon, Yabato. Yabato himself is ignorance. So if you cannot explain to me why everything that is happening in your life, that simply means that you are not conscious, because probably you're focusing on hard work. Because, again, work is not a biblical construct based upon the definition that we have of work. Because work should be a natural extension of the individualization of the goss, of the spark, or the spark that's placed inside of you. So work should not be something that you do outside of you. Work is something that is initiated from inside of you. So when you work, you step outside of time, because it's not work. It is Ergon. It is the ability to understand that the brain is immersed inside the solution. Because faith without works is dead. But works is mental. It's not physical. So works is the brain that is immersed inside of the solution. So work means that your brain is immersed inside of the cause. So therefore, if you tell me that you are not the cause of everything that happens in your life, then that tells me that your brain is not immersed in the solution of the life. So ease comes from, confidence comes from a brain that is immersed inside of light. If your brain is not immersed inside of the light of the forefather, then that means that you're not being the cause of all of the effect that's in your life. So you don't know how something, oh, okay, this happened, but I don't know how it happened. That means that you are ignorant to the process of how inception works. And so the ability to understand, the ability to listen, the ability to hearken to the voice of the spirit that is within. So we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. So your ability to be still and know, be still and know. So that small, still voice of the spirit that is inside of you, and it is beckoning you, it is calling you to join. And the way that you join is by expanding your consciousness. That is divinity. That is your purpose. That's your destiny. So when you expand your consciousness, what happens is you start to operate in what is called cladonomics. That's the household management of the soul. Now you start to manage your soul. You start to operate in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no fear. And so since archons represent fear, archons represent ignorance, you are the opposite of fear, and you are the opposite of ignorance. So therefore, you are rejecting Satan. You are rejecting Satan. You are rejecting the archons. You are rejecting Yabato. Because you're not operating in ignorance. Now you know. You are the cause. So now you be the cause. So everything that exists on whatever level, on whatever plane, is all a part of the whole divine order. So meaning all things work together for your good. So when you lose, you win. When you win, you win. You know that all things work together for good. So you count it all joy when you fall, not if you fall, because you know that the testing of your faith worketh patience. So you're not ignorant anymore. You're not walking around, okay, I wonder why bad things happen to good people. You know that there's no such things as bad things. They're just lessons. So when you establish, again, ease, that's going to give you the individual flow so that way you know, and that allows you to grow. So even in the midst of the valley, you still grow. And when you're on the top of the mountain, you can still grow because you are connected with the source, and the source will give you the cause of all things. Now, you don't have to know it. You just got to be connected to the one who does. That's the forefather. That's the father of fathers. That's the God of gods. That's the King of kings. That's the Lord of lords. So this ability to get past this perceived ignorance, because it's not. You have access to the Father. He's all-knowing. So if the Father is all-knowing and you're the offspring of the Father, so I can go to the Father. If a son comes to his father, the Bible says, and asks for bread, would you give him a stone? The Bible says, if you've been evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to his children that ask? So it's the ability to understand that how to connect to the personal spot is to disconnect. How do you disconnect? By falling in love with the simplicity of spontaneous combustion. Spontaneous. That's ease. So ease is not the path of least resistance. That's not ease. Ease is the operating according to a system. That comes from wisdom or pistis sophia that we've been talking about. So in the Nahamadi text, wisdom, and inside of the Helios Biblios and all of the wisdom books like Proverbs and the Book of Ecclesiastes, wisdom is always her. And so it is connected to the original light or spirit. This original light, this original spirit is blissful, is full of joy. So once you connect, then you immediately establish ease and flow. The way that you know that you are operating in ease and flow is you're very blissful. You have something that most people don't have. You have joy. You have love. And this joy and this love, or this love, this joy and this peace comes from you being in the flow. And that flow comes from what you know. And what you know comes from how you're designed. So you're designed to operate in a, I'm going to use the word scientific and psychological method. And then once you understand that scientific and the psychological method that you are designed, that I call Dear Kinnear. Some other people have got a lot of different names for it, whether it's personality. These are all patterns. Now, these patterns are manipulated by this false astrological plane. So your job is to go past the ring of Saturn or Satan. That's why Satan has a ring around it, to kind of like ring around the roses, to keep you going in circles so that way you stay stuck like Chuck in Groundhog's Day. Your job is to liberate yourself by connecting to source and getting out of hard work and getting into purpose-based production. So ease is purpose-based production. It's not production, it's just purpose-based. Right now, the purpose of your production is blank. And so, and until your purpose of production is one of the nine gifts, you're in Saturnalia. Let me say that again. Somebody should write that down. If the purpose of your production is not the light of the Spirit, one of the fruits of the Spirit, if the purpose of your production, that's how you know that you're in Groundhog's Day. Because the process doesn't produce ease. It doesn't come to you easily. Because it's not based upon what we talked about yesterday, the nine gifts that establishes the nine fruits. So you should have one gift that produces one fruit, at least one. You got way more than that, but you should at least know one. Again, this is how to activate the personal spark of divinity inside of you. If you do not know that, if you do not know how to activate the personal spark of the divinity inside of you, then you are part of Saturn's greatest trick. And Satan's greatest trick is teaching that there is a light that appears as darkness or black light. This is part of the trick. This is called bioluminescence. This is fake light, skion or skinos, what I've been talking about before. This is Yabato himself. This is the ignorance. So evil is ignoring light. So your ability to operate in one ease produces two flow. It allows you to three know, so that way you can four grow. So ease produces flow. Flow allows you to know. Know allows you to grow. So it's this constant growth. So all of that comes from purpose-based. So if you got an authority-based process, you're just doing it because somebody told you to do it. Purpose-based process, that means that you are driven. You're not, you've been pushed by demons instead of, or driven by demons instead of being led by spirit. So the way that you activate your personal spark of divinity is for you to connect with true source or purpose. Because purpose establishes ease. It removes effort. So right now you have consciously focused work. You get up and you consciously focus on your job, as opposed to operating in a free, spontaneous expression that allows you to express, expose, and expand your God-given gift, so that way you can receive your God-given fruit. So every day I wake up, I spontaneously create on purpose. The example, Exhibit A, what I'm doing right now. Because an hour ago, I had no idea what I was going to be talking about, what I was going to be sharing with you today. All I knew was, you know, last night I watched the movie Inception again, and I saw a lot of things that I didn't really notice before about how the planters are able to plant an ideal in your brain while you are in a dream state. Basically, you're walking around because you don't have to be physically asleep, because we are all asleep. That's called the dweller. That's called the ring around the roses, the ring around Saturn. This is a shamanic term. It means that you are a wanderer. You're walking around in circles. It's Groundhog's Day. You're part of the walking dead. You're walking, you're conscious, but you're not conscious that you're not unconscious. Or you're unconscious to the fact that you're not conscious. There is no spirit that is a part of this unconscious, you know, existence, because there is no life. There is no offspring. Your heart is not in it. Your purpose, because it's only when what you do on purpose that lasts. So once purpose is not known, abuse, wandering, death is inevitable. And so it is the purpose-based process. It's not authority-based. It's not money-based. It's not time-based. It's not people-based. It's not approval-based. It's not validation-based. It's none of these other base. It's none of base mean intent. So there has to be an intent to the process. The authority, do it because I said so, or I'm going to punch you in the mouth, that's not a process, archaic. That's part of this harmonious arrangement. That's part of Yamato's immortal disembodied spirit. But you have been transformed out of darkness into his marvelous light. So you have received something that is eternal. So you are outside of time. So you should be doing nothing on time. You shouldn't get up on time. You shouldn't go to work on time. You shouldn't go to sleep on time. You should be doing nothing on time, because you're outside of time. You're part of the big G system. You have to connect with true source. You should do everything spontaneously. You should have things that make your heart beat. Things that, again, allows you to create an impression, a cellular impression that elevates the heart rate, that allows you to create an image, not only in your brain, but in the brains of others. That is an exchange of energy that takes place between one heavenly body and another heavenly body. This is called living in atonement or living in attunement. It's being in the same tune. It is the same wave. It is the same frequency. It is the same vibration. It is a mutually interfacing energy that connects with two. I'm going to use the word heavenly bodies. These heavenly bodies that's on the same frequency, on the same wave, and on the same vibration, that is the crisscross, the cross, the crisscross. So the crisscross is crisscross. It's two frequencies, two waves that crisscross. That forms a cross. So when one line of energy crosses another line of energy, that crisscrosses. That creates crisscross. Crisscross is crisscross. It's two lines, two frequencies, two direct personal experiences that connects together at a predetermined, predestined. We call it fate. It ain't fate. That's a energetic exchange between two heavenly luminaries. That's life. That's ease. That's flow. That's joy. That's love. That's peace. That doesn't exist. Everybody has this predetermined set. Nobody does anything from their gut. Nobody gets up and just goes somewhere because they got an unction from the Ruach or from the Pneuma. You go because somebody told you to go. You do because somebody told you to do. Your purpose is based upon authority, or your process is based upon authority. Your process is not based upon purpose. Therefore, God is not in it because you're not connected by faith. You're connected by authority. That is Saturnalia. Saturnalia is blind, ignorant authority. It is the blind following the blind. It's when you do something that somebody tells you to do with no question. You don't even ask. They say, get up and go left. You get up and you go left. You don't even ask, oh, wait, why are we? Now, most organizations that I was in organizations where you weren't allowed to ask why. You don't ask like the military. You don't ask, no, boy, you charge the hill. The captain say charge the hill, yes, sir, you charge the hill. You don't question authority. That's Luciferian. Luciferian. That's Saturnalia. We have been lied to because we have brought into the idea that authority, we have been removed from the aspect of Spontanalia. It is a nervous system that is coordinating or coordinates all of the movements. This is the way one cell thinks and talks to another cell. This is a subatomic consciousness. This is called subatomic particle wave communication. This is how the body gland system works. So cellular communication is a conscious awareness that is between cells of different organs inside of the bloodstream and blood system. And each of the planets was designed to accent or assist with that inert whirling, if you want to use that term, of the molecular methane gas inside of the body. Now, in the ancient text, it talks about this as the life force that is churning within the blood. And so the reason that the cosmology taps into theology is because certain planets activate certain organs or amplify certain organs, increases certain blood flow. For example, Mars is considered, Mars has done certain things to the body, Jupiter does certain that Mars affects the blood. Jupiter affects the heartbeat. Saturn affects the contractions of the heart. Saturn also affects the bone or the teeth. The moon affects the flow of water inside of us, same way it affects high tide and low tide on the earth. Venus, it affects how we feel, whether we are at ease or whether we are at dis-ease, because Venus controls the glandular system, secretes the secretions or the secret fluids, which produces ease within the body that brings about certain states of balance or imbalance. So Venus is a very, very important planet when you're looking at this from a planetary perspective. Now, do you have to know all of that? Absolutely not. All you have to do is you have to be connected to the gut that's amplified by the heart, that's carried out by the head. That's how you activate your personal spark, because the all spark is in the first brain. This is known as the faculty of the spirit. And the faculty of the spirit was known as the imagination. And if you read the ancient text, if you was a part of the series that we just did, the cosmology of the Cosmogrator, we know that this unauthorized production started with the imagination of the feminine aspect. Now, we personify it as a gender, but the ancient text doesn't. It calls it an aeon or an age. So you say it's male, the forefather doesn't. You say it's female, the forefather doesn't. So just because you say the father is male and wisdom is female, the father says it's an aeon, and it's another aeon. So we've got two aeons that create something called an image that produces a nation. So your image, the faculty, the energy, this is called the dweller or the threshold. So there is a dweller that has the ability to turn on a spiritual and an imaginative gaze. This, my brothers and sisters, is how to activate your personal spark of divinity. But right now you got to do something. You got to go to work on time. So you cannot activate the imagination. You cannot activate the dweller on the threshold. You cannot activate the one who stands guard. You cannot activate your own personal inner to produce your own personal outer. So your inner spark produces your outer form. Let me say that again. Your inside revelation should control your outside demonstration. But we got it the other way around. Outside demonstration controls your inside revelation. In the ancient text, this is called the awakened imagination, which we'll be breaking down in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center for later on this year, as I teach you the process by which the inner person controls the outer forms. That's called reality. So your reality, you should be caused, as I've been saying for 20 years. So if something happens in your life and you don't know the cause, that means you're not aware. That means that you're asleep. That means that you're ignorant. You should be the cause of everything that happens in your reality. Or you should know the cause. If you can't be the cause, you surely should know the cause. So this ability to understand that each and every one of us have been given everything that we need for life and godliness. We already got it. When you sit down and you look at whatever we or you call, quote-unquote, life, whatever this, quote-unquote, force inside of each of us individually and collectively, it creates our reality. It creates what is familiar. It creates what is secure. It creates what is known. This is called the law of cause and effect. But you are the law of cause and effect, because you are the spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through an effect, the body. So you are the spiritual that uses a soul versus a body. or through a body. So it is your ability to form loving kindness through ease based upon purpose. Because where purpose is not known, ease is gone. So your job is to find purpose. Because where purpose is not known, ease is gone. There is no ease. You don't have a sense of flow. It's not, when I say easy, not as an effort. Because what I do could be considered hard. But because this is my aionic consciousness, somebody should write that down. This is my crisscross awakened state. Somebody should write that down. The power comes from the crisscross. When our energies cross, that produces the cross. That activates the imagination. So that way, you and I, and everybody that's on the same frequency, we are grounded in our own immortality. In the movie Inception, they was inside of a dream, and they grew old. And they came out of the dream, and they was young. Because in the dream, there is no time. You can stay in a dream forever in the dream, but in quote-unquote reality, it's only 5 minutes. But in the movie Inception, the guy asked him, which is real? And he says, how do you know the dream life isn't the real life and real life isn't the dream life? How do you know? Brothers and sisters, you can step into immortality anytime you want. You can step into heaven anytime you want. You can step outside of time and step inside of fun. I'm using the word fun anytime you want. That fun meaning purpose. Do you ever notice how time stops or flies when you're having fun? You might have heard that saying. Why is that? Why is it that time flies when you're having fun? People say it all the time. I've even said that. You know, when you're having fun, when people are having fun, when you're having fun, time flies. See, self-mastery, the mark of connectivity, is to be able to see, the ability to feel, the ability to behave or be have. Look at the word behave. You're going to see the word be have. Father, trust the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God, the forefather of fathers. When you see frontwards, backwards, left, right, when you are all seeing, when you are all feeling, then you will be all having. You will be have, or you will behave. You will have behavior. How do you change your behavior? You have to be have you. Be have your behavior. Be have yours. Behavior. When you have yours, your purpose, your personal purpose, when you have your personal purpose, your behavior changes. You cannot teach behavior. Behavior comes from purpose. But there is no purpose, the Bible says, the people cast off behavior. Teach morality? You must teach purpose. Because where purpose is not known, there is no morality. I've never seen a man in prison that had purpose. Never. Where If you do not have, if your brain is not immersed in what you have, the Father says that he has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. If you got the audacity to tell the forefather that he's a liar, your behavior is whack. You're ignorant, just like Samael, the blind god. Your father is the devil, and the works of your father, the devil, you will do. Be, have. You cannot behave. How did I change my behave? I found what I have. What do I have? Confidence. Nobody has more confidence than me. You may have the same, but you ain't got more. That's my gift for my father, placed in my spirit. That the enemy tried to steal. He tried to kill. And he tried to destroy. Because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his job. What's yours? My job is to destroy the yoke of the devil. I'm here to instill confidence inside of you. So that when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you will fear no evil. Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. You got to decide today, brother. You got to decide today, sister. How are you going to feel? How are you going to see? Because that's going to determine how you're going to behave. Do you activate your personal spark of divinity? Be divinity. Just choose to be divinity. That's what I did. I made a freaking decision. And then I wrote a book on how I made that decision called Diligence, the ultimate secret to being rich. You ain't got a money problem. No. Your problem is not money. Your problem is a decision. Decision problem. But you don't have a money problem. Brothers and sisters, you must activate the spark inside of you today. And the way that you activate that spark is you have the spark. And the way that you know that you have the spark is because God has written. He has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. Now, the forefather, the big G, he's written his laws on the hearts and in the minds of his people. Now, you can have a book to remind you of you, if you need it. But I don't need a book. I am the book. If I want to see God, I look inside of me. If you want to see God, you should look inside of you, because that's where you'll find it. Brothers and sisters, this is extremely important because you're living inside of a dream that is not yours. You're living somebody else's life. Somebody else decided for you who you should be. Now, when you was young, dumb, and stupid, that was okay. But now, you're an adult. When I was a child, I thought as a child, as the Bible says. Now I'm an adult, I should act, think, carry myself as an adult. So should you. It's time out, brothers and sisters, for you working like a Hebrew slave. Them days is over. Working hard. Disconnect from authority and connect to purpose. Because where purpose is not known, not authority. Authority comes from purpose. Purpose doesn't come from authority. You can't legislate morality. The Congress, the government, they've been trying since the beginning of time. You cannot legislate behavior. Because the word behavior is based upon be have yours. When you have, because the Bible says to him that has more shall be given. But the fact that you don't know that you have That means to him that has not, the little that he does have shall be taken from him. That's why we've got behavioral issues. You show me somebody with a behavioral problem, I'm going to show you somebody that don't have a damn clue who they are and why they're on earth. Because where purpose is not known, people run buck wild. And if you connected with somebody, or if you know somebody, or if you're around somebody that don't know their purpose, that's a very dangerous man or woman. Because they will hurt you, and they'll hurt themselves. Because that's universal spiritual law, and God honors his word above his own law. He likes you, but he likes his word better. Because he knows that you are his word. But if you don't know who you are, he got to let you keep going through Groundhog's Day. You got to keep getting drugged. It took me 50 years to figure it out. It might take you 50. But you're going to keep getting drugged. You're going to keep getting abused. You're going to keep getting misused. This is the hallmark of, these are the core belief systems of somebody who's being drugged. This is the belief system. This is how you know that you are under the spell of the Cosmogrator, that you're disconnected from source. This is how you know that you have not activated your personal spark of divinity inside of you. This is how you know. This is how you know that you're still operating in ignorance. This is how you know. It's called self-martyrdom. You are settling for unfulfilling jobs, relationships. You are a settler. That's how you know. You have thoughts like, I didn't read this in the book. I used to have thoughts that nobody loves me. I'm worthless. I'm stupid. I'm a bad person. I'm fake. I'm phony. I don't matter. I'm a failure. I'm ugly. And the hallmark that you are under the spell of the Cosmogrator is my favorite line in my favorite movie, Tombstone. When Wyatt Earp asks Doc Holliday, what makes a man like Ringo tick? I used to say this all the time until January 1st of 2009. Well, my life changed. The number one statement that you know you have not activated your personal spark that was given to you by your father. I pray to God that nobody ever is in that space. I pray to God that you don't know nobody that's in the hole that I climbed out of. That is a mental illness. And that is, you curse the day that you was born. You wish that you was never born. You cannot defeat a man that has that disposition because they got no reason to live. That is the most dangerous person on the prison full of them. When you run up against somebody that wishes that they was never born, you can't defeat that person because they are endued, they are empowered, they are filled with a ruling disposition that they can't lose. They are the most self-destructive, toxic individuals on the planet. I did not read about them. I used to be one of them. And they want to release their attention on you. You must be very cognitive of that cognitive distortion. Because if you are not, it's going to cause you a lot of pain and heartache. It is my prayer, brothers and sisters, that you never run across somebody that has that self-martyrdom spirit. They want to die. And they want to make sure they take as many people with them on their way out. That is a Luciferian spirit. That's the evidence that you have not connected to your personal spark of God that has been downloaded inside of you. That is the blind God. Samael, Shackless, Yabato, the blind God of this world, who blinds us from our personal spark of the Spirit that is within inside of each one of us, therefore isolating and separating us because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. It is my prayer, if you don't connect with somebody like me, that you connect with the forefather himself, so that way he can continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. Brothers and sisters, it was an honor and a privilege to share the words of the forefather, the father of all light, because all good gifts come down from the father of light. It is my prayer that you have ease, that you have flow, that way you can know and that you can grow. May the Ruach continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love.
Yeah.
Haters wanna give me the mean mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it, put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. I'm back of all my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.